This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Springs City Council failed to appoint a candidate to fill the vacant District 3 seat during a special session yesterday. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
In December, five council members informally chose Stephanie Fortune for the seat now vacated by Richard Scorman. The choice drew criticism, in part because Fortune had only just moved to the district. During the formal vote, Councilman Dave Donaldson changed his position, saying he supports Sally Clark.
Can I really look a District 3 constituent in the eyes and say I could have appointed a 36-year resident, prior councilwoman, and county commissioner who has operated a business in the district that whole time? But instead, I thought the person who'd been there for only 2 months and has never been elected was more qualified.
Another meeting will be scheduled, and the appointment must be made by the end of the month. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The next special meeting to discuss and possibly select someone to fill the seat is scheduled for Friday. An avalanche killed two people and their dog near Breckenridge over the weekend. Officials say the man and woman were snowshoeing near Hoosier Pass Saturday when they were caught and completely buried in a slide. Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says avalanche danger remains elevated across the state.
The skies are blue. There's lots of snow. It's soft. It's very attractive. And it's an important time for people to really think carefully about avalanche safety and not get distracted by all the wonderful recreation possibilities out there.
Green says anyone exploring the backcountry should know the avalanche forecast for their area and always carry an avalanche beacon, shovel, and snow probe. This is CPR News and KRCC. Later today, President Biden and Vice President Harris will be giving a speech on the urgency of passing federal voting rights legislation. We'll bring you that coverage live.